Elementary music teacher friend, you love what you do, but you might feel unappreciated and, in fact, unseen some days. You may even feel like you're on a music teacher island and just want to connect with other music teachers who can relate to both your struggles and wins when it comes to teaching elementary music. I get you and understand completely the feelings you're having. That's why each and every week, the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast will provide you with solo and guest episodes that will help you realize you're not alone in your music teaching journey. Throughout each episode, my goal is for you to be able to walk away with actionable steps and ideas to help you feel like you're ready to take on the new week with whatever challenges may be thrown your way. Hi, I'm your host, Jessica Paresta, and I'm so glad you're here. Whether you're at home, in your car, in the shower, or wherever else you're listening, grab your cup of coffee or whatever other beverage is nearby and listen in to the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast.
I'm Christy Hemingway, host of Ed Curation, a part of the Education Podcast Network. Just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Hey friend, I am so excited to invite you to a free 3-day challenge called the Reflect and Renew Challenge. In this free challenge, you'll begin to think about teaching elementary music in a new way. In just 3 days, you'll go from feeling overwhelmed to confident and will surround yourself with other music teachers who will support and encourage you. Day one is all about reflecting. You'll reflect back over where you're at in the school year and identify the highs and lows, no matter if you are joining this challenge at the beginning, middle, or end of the school year. We start with reflecting first in order to move forward successfully. Day two is all about processing. You'll process through what it is you need to focus on to make your music teaching situation successful. Then day three is all about renewal. You'll break through mindset beliefs while setting goals and action steps to help you meet them. Each day of the challenge, you'll be getting a daily challenge email that will contain action steps for you to take. So simply head to subscribepage.com/reflect-and-renew-challenge to save your seat, and I'll see you there. Hey friend, welcome back to the podcast. Today we are going to talk about preparing for a music teaching interview. Now it is April at the time that this recording comes out, this episode comes out, and you may be looking for a new job. You may have some interviews lined up. Maybe you just went through the interview process. Maybe you are not even thinking about interviewing, but maybe in the future you will. And wherever you find yourself, this is an episode I've had on my heart for a while. And I want to share with you some strategies that would really work well for you walking into an interview. I have interviewed for, I've told you on my team, the domestic musician team, have interviewed for a couple different positions. But I have also been interviewed for a couple positions as well. And I'm going to share those with you and what's worked and what hasn't worked well. I've been interviewed for virtual positions as well as in person. So it doesn't matter which interview I've had, whether it's an in-person or virtual position, I noticed that most of the questions are pretty similar. Most of what they ask is pretty similar. Now, that goes for a teacher interview. I also have interviews for some different educational technology positions, some curriculum design work. I haven't announced this yet, but I just recently took on a new position at the University of Arkansas, helping with some instructional design. So that interview was totally different than a teacher position. So it just depends on what the role is, but whether it's a teacher interview or a something else interview, what I'm going to share is pretty across the board things that I have noticed I get asked some kind of version of this. And so maybe it's been a while since you've had an interview, or maybe you're right out of college and you're preparing for your first one. Whatever camp you find yourself in, I want to just share things that have worked well for me and get ready to take some notes, because this will definitely help you to prepare, whether it's now or whether it's a year from now or 2 years from now. This will help you prepare. The first thing that you will probably always start with is the "tell me about yourself" statement. And I don't know about you, but for some reason, this should be the easiest thing to talk about, but it always kind of trips me up because I get in my head about it and I'm thinking, well, how much do I talk about? How much about myself do I talk about? How long do they want me to talk about myself? I've had a couple interviews where they said, spend the next 2 minutes telling us a little bit more about yourself. And some will just literally go out and say, tell us about yourself. And that's an open-ended question, because you're always trying to determine what they're wanting from you. And it's hard to read the people interviewing you sometimes. So when you get the "tell me about yourself" statement, they want to get to know you. They want to know your personality. They want to know your likes, your dislikes, your quirks, your habits. They want to see who you are as a person. You get to share as little or as much about yourself as you want. I personally, someone else may disagree with me on this, but that's okay. It's my podcast. I personally don't think this is the make or break question of the interview. I think it's just an icebreaker, and it is just to get to know you, but I would still go in prepared, because it is so awkward when they say, tell me about yourself, and you're sitting there like, so just prepare about 4 to 5 bullet points of something you would like to talk about yourself. And this is a personal question. This is not them wanting to know about you as an employee. We're going to get into that. So for example, when they've said before, tell me about yourself, I said, hey, so I am a mom of 3 boys. I'm a wife. I also have 3 dogs. We love to hang out outside. I started out in Oklahoma, and now obviously we live in Arkansas. I also play piano on my worship team at my church, and we love to travel. And then sometimes I'll say, is there anything else you would like to know more about me? And sometimes I've prepared longer answers or shorter answers, just kind of depending on what I think they may be looking for. But with anything, just go in having a couple answers prepared so you're not caught off guard. One thing that I think definitely works well for whatever the position is let's say it's a school. Definitely do your research about that school. Do your research about that school district. You obviously are not going to want to memorize every single fact about them, but what I love to do is to go in prepared, knowing the school mascot, knowing the number of students, knowing the demographic of students, knowing maybe what their music programs have looked like in the past, knowing a little bit about the people interviewing me. Sometimes you're going to know who's going to sit in on your interview, and other times you will not. For example, I've already shared this a few months ago, but this summer I interviewed for 2 different teaching positions and I got offers for both of them. And the public school teaching position, they were asking me, they were asking me questions, and I could tell just by their facial expressions and the nods they give, which they probably do that to everyone, let's be honest, but they were impressed that I knew that they were an arts integration school. They were impressed that I knew all about them doing, they like to do musicals at their school, and they put on some pretty great productions. They were pretty impressed with the fact that I knew that the former elementary music teacher was now at the high school level, and he was a musical theater person. I did my research, and I kind of knew a little bit about the ins and outs of the way the school worked without going in just blind. I think it's great, even if it never comes up, having that in your bag of tricks or your conversations that may come up, having answers to give them based around their actual school or the actual district, I think would be awesome. So also on that note, the school I'm at currently is a private school. And so I also got to know their school, their numbers, what would be different about working at private versus public school, why I think I would be a good fit for that job. All of those things as well. Research wherever you're interviewing for, it's very important. The next thing I want to talk about is go in ready to discuss your teaching methodologies and philosophy of teaching. This is something when you're doing your research to know. It doesn't mean you have to do the methodology of the teacher before you. It doesn't mean that you have to switch your methodology based upon what they're wanting you to do. They want to really know, like, who are you as a teacher and why do you teach the way you teach? So let's say, for example, you are interviewing for a position and you know that it's a very Kodai focused school, and the teachers before you and most of the teachers in your district are Kodai certified. And you, let's say, are an ORF person, and it doesn't mean that you don't use Kodai at all, but I would go in talking about why you choose the ORF methodology, but also discuss ways you bring the Kodai approach into your music room, because if that's what they're wanting, I think it's important to bring that in the conversation as well. Sometimes they have no opinion on the matter. Sometimes they have a big opinion on the matter. So when you're doing your research before interviewing, I think that really does help you to know how to best answer that question without feeling like you're just, I don't know, answering willy-nilly. And the other part of that is your philosophy of teaching. This is something, of course, in college, we had to write a huge giant paper about, and now it doesn't need to be more than 2 to 3 sentences. Why are you a teacher? Why do you want to inspire students? What is your philosophy about students being in the music room? What is your goal in the music room with the students? Just talk about a few of those things and tie that into your philosophy of teaching. Now, let's talk about talking about yourself. Of course, when they do the tell me about yourself, you're going to talk about yourself. But now they're going to get to the point of the interview at some point where they're going to want to know more about you as a professional, you as the actual music teacher. So talk about your previous teaching positions. If you are leaving a school, they're going to want to know, why are you currently leaving that position? You don't need to go into all the details. We all know there's a lot of details involved, and sometimes you don't want to talk about it. But just talk about, hey, I just think it was time for me to move on in my career, or I saw this position open up and I thought it would be a great fit for me because of X, Y, and Z. But talk about your previous teaching positions. Also talk about what sets you apart. What do you think are your strong suits? What are some skills of yours that maybe you think set you apart from another candidate? Of course, you don't know who's interviewing. Maybe you do. But talk about your strengths, what you're bringing to the table. Why you're a music educator? Why do you love teaching music? Why are you excited to teach music at this particular school? What are goals you have for yourself in your future students? Or what are goals you set for yourself in your previous students, and how did you achieve them? They'll really love to hear about that. What are other jobs that you have worked at before that will definitely help set you up for this new role? Discuss all of that. I think it's really important they hear about you and your work ethic and your excitement for being a music teacher and all the things you're excited to do at their school. A lot of times in interviews now, they will ask you to teach a mock lesson. I know for me, I had to do that. It was like a second interview. It does not need to be long. In fact, a lot of times they'll say, these are the guidelines. This is how long I want your lesson to be. Sometimes they'll even say, aim it at this age level. And just if you're confused about like what to do, I would just start like you would start a class. Let's say it's 45-minute class period and they want to see a 10-minute mock lesson. Just do like a mini version of what you do in the classroom. Start with a warm-up, lead into teaching a song, add in some kind of body percussion. I would plan things, and this is what I did, plan things without a bunch of different manipulatives, like without instruments and without needing a speaker, whatever, without technology. Just teaching with the bare minimum, okay? Doing a quick mock lesson. They just want to see that you can teach, and then they want to see that you can handle classroom management, and they may ask you to come and teach a real-life classroom. They also understand that they're not your students. They understand that you don't know these kids. They understand that it's not your classroom yet. So just go in and just show off your stuff. And honestly, if you're stuck on that, Facebook is a great resource for that. There's a lot of music teacher Facebook groups. And if you just type in mock lesson, or even go to Google and type in mock music teacher lesson for interview or something like that, you'll see a bunch of ideas come up. Also know that the conversations around these different things will probably come up. They may not talk about all of it, that a lot of this is things that schools are being asked to do more and more for every subject area. So they're going to ask about technology integration. What do you do? How have you done it? What are ways that you are comfortable with technology? What are you hoping to see in your classroom? You just be honest about this. Talk about things you've done, talk about things you're wanting to do, and then go from there. They're also going to probably ask about your different music performances. What kind of performances have you done? What are you comfortable with? What does it look like? How do you plan them? How do you put them on? They're going to want to talk about classroom management and discipline. Of course they are. This is something when you're doing your research, see what kind of school-wide behavior plan they have. And then talk about that. Bring that into your interview, but also talk about ways that I would always go the positive approach. How do you positively engage the students? How do you positively redirect a child who is off task? Differentiating learning. They're going to want to know, how are you going to differentiate learning happening in the music room? Not just whole group instruction. They're going to want you to talk about small group. They're going to want to talk about partner work. They're going to want you to talk about those various things. They're also probably going to talk about assessment. And so come in with a couple different assessment ideas that look on this podcast. I've recorded episodes around that. But how are you going to assess students in the music room? And just be very honest with them about it. And then also, it's okay to ask them, what ways do you expect the arts team to assess in their classrooms? Or what do you think has worked well before? And say, I am open to trying anything new and I want to do what works best for my students in the school. If you don't have an answer, sometimes it's okay just to let them know, hey, I may not have a plan yet, but it doesn't mean I'm not going to have one. And it also means I want to follow what you guys already have in place. The next thing that you need to prepare is to go in with 3 strengths and weaknesses. It is really hard when they're like, tell me about your strengths. They may only ask for one. Tell me something about a weakness. Who wants to talk about something they're weak in? But going in and talking about it, and you can put a positive spin on the weaknesses. Like, for example, well, I feel like one of my weaknesses is definitely kindergarten. I feel like for myself, I was not properly trained in how to work with kindergarten students. And so a weakness of mine was keeping them engaged and on track and definitely keeping them paying attention. And so even though this is a weakness of mine, I feel like I have grown in the area where I am doing better pacing and better transitions in the music room and making sure that my students are doing a variety of activities in order to learn the best they can in the music classroom. So you saw I started with a negative and I put a spin on it of, this is still a weakness of mine, but this is what I'm doing in order to improve in this area. So I think that's okay to do too. Then also, at the end of the interview, it is really awkward when they say, do you have any questions for us? I am going to be honest with you. There have been times I've been like, no. And then we just stare at each other. I think this is where they're really kind of testing to see, have you done your research? So if you come in with 2 to 3 questions about the school, like, hey, I noticed that your school did a talent show last year. Can you tell me about who planned that and how that got put on and what did you like or not like about it? Ask some actual questions about your particular school or what would be happening in the music room. Or you could even say things like, what are your expectations for me as the music teacher? What do you hope to see happening in my music room? They would love that because it means that you're thinking ahead of what you're doing in the music classroom with your students and you are asking for feedback from them and you think it's important that you follow what their leadership is. And then the last thing when you are preparing for a music teacher interview is you're going to be nervous. You're going to go in with just, honestly, I don't know how else to say it, but nerves. And so go in with a smile. Make sure when you're leaving, you're saying thank you to everyone in there. You're shaking hands and you're thanking them for the opportunity. You're going to be nervous and want to just stand up and run out of the room. But I know for me, once I get to my car, I'm taking off my blazer. I am taking a deep breath, sitting there with the air conditioner on because I'm sweating, because I'm nervous. So just know that it's not going to last forever when the interview's over. It honestly is a short period of time in your day, and you're going to do a better job than you think you will. If you have any questions about any of this and preparing for an interview, please don't hesitate to reach out. I will see you next week with a brand new episode.
Well, hey there. Thank you so much for listening into the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast. There is an exclusive Facebook group just for listeners of this podcast and any elementary music teacher called the Elementary Music Teacher Community Facebook group. Come on over and join us there, where we have conversations around the podcast episodes and encourage each other each and every week. And also head to my website, thedomesticmusician.com. I have some free resources there that you can download to help you gain traction in your classroom today, as well as the blog and the membership site and all kinds of other goodies to help you keep going in your music teaching journey. I cannot wait to keep connecting with you and encouraging you and spurring you on in your journey of teaching elementary music. Hang in there, have an amazing week, and I will see you soon.